FranWise presents What's Your Effing Business, a podcast about franchising. Here's your host, Marianne O'Connell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of What's Your Effing Business, a podcast about franchising. And in this podcast, we like to talk to the pros who really help define franchising. Ethical franchising, well-done franchising. And today we're going to take a little departure. I know we normally have conversations with the leaders of franchise brands, but sometimes those leaders will admit they didn't build a brand on their own. They need some help from some outside people, and we have an exceptional one today. I want to introduce you to the founder and the CEO of a fractional marketing company called Hello CMO. Welcome, Leanne Caruso.
Hi, so excited to be here and thank you for taking a departure for me.
Oh, I'd take a departure for you anytime. It's so good to have you here. A lot of people don't understand the fractional part, and could you explain your background and how you came to form Hello CMO?
Sure. So without trying to make a long story short, I started my own agency, marketing agency, back in 2009. I've been in marketing since college, but I started my own agency back in 2009. And I primarily started with social media and kind of grew my business from there. But just like everybody else, I fell into franchising. And I had an opportunity to work with a local franchisee and then another local franchisee and then eventually worked with the region. So just started working more and more with franchise brands. As I grew that business, my company eventually got acquired by a gentleman who was starting a platform brand and wanted an in-house agency. And so they acquired my business. I worked with them for a little bit. So I had the opportunity to work on the brand side as the CMO of his brands and then also run the agency. So I have both sides of experience. I ended up leaving that. So by leaving that through my exit agreement, I couldn't really start my own business. So I worked for other agencies in franchising and I helped build franchise development programs. And this is back in 2014 when digital marketing for franchise development wasn't really quite a thing yet. And people were really trying to figure it out. So I helped create franchise development programs on the digital side. And then went to work for a PR company and helped continue to build digital franchise development programs there. And then at the height of COVID, I, like a crazy person, stepped away from my cushy job and decided that I wanted to do my own thing again. But I didn't want to run an agency. And so I really wanted to work with brands that I had seen the insides of these brands and really wanted to help them from a strategic level that they didn't necessarily have the financial capacity to bring on a CMO or a VP of marketing, but needed kind of that expertise to come in and help them as they grew their business, as they grew their franchise brand. So I started a franchise marketing consultancy and it's really kind of morphed into fractional CMO work for primarily emerging franchise brands or franchise brands that kind of need an interim solution until they find the next person. So that's kind of how I got here. That's kind of how Hello CMO was created. And I absolutely love what I do. I get the opportunity to work with so many great brands that are growing and just kind of need that next level expertise to help them drive strategy and drive results and continue to grow their brand.
I love that story. I mean, to me, it reflects so much of what's great about our industry. First of all, your ability to find your way into franchising and then just keep building it from franchisee to region to franchisor and beyond into the platform brands. You're actually almost demonstrating the evolution of franchising as far as I see it. And now I know I work like you with so many emerging brands and it's expensive to start a franchise these days. So to be able to get the expertise you need on an interim or a fractional basis is a game changer. I mean, absolute game changer. But you talked about franchise development. And I'm curious how I had your game changer. You put an event together under another banner a few years ago, and it was Game Changers in Marketing. It seems marketing has taken over everything. You mentioned the digital aspect of it. How is marketing informing or evolving to support franchise development?
Yeah, so this is a really big one, and one that I have a big passion for, mainly because of the various positions that I've gotten to play in different companies, the various roles. And what I feel like there, and working on the agency side where you're working with the sales teams of the franchise development companies, but there's such a big gap with marketing and the sales teams. The sales teams are often left to perform marketing functions and or find agencies to help them, you know, with the marketing piece of franchise development. Marketing should support sales in franchise development, just as it does in any other business in any other capacity. For some reason in franchising, there's been a real gap in that, and that the marketing teams in franchise brands are so focused on consumer, and rightly so. I mean, that's part of the business, but there is rarely a marketing person inside the franchise brand that helps support the franchise sales team. And the franchise sales team should be out selling, right? They should be talking to prospects. They should be out nurturing broker relationships. They should be doing all of the things that they need to do to grow the business with more franchisees. But they're kind of stuck doing marketing or not have enough marketing to do the storytelling necessary to talk about the brand, talk about the founders and the visionaries, talk about the franchisees' stories that are within each brand. And unfortunately, it's a huge miss. And the companies that I've found that have the most success in sales or grow quickly and right, have franchise development marketing folks in the company. So I love to come in and help bridge that gap and help these sales teams get the support that they need from a marketing, make sure that the marketing is consistent, and make sure that they're putting their dollars in the right place and that they understand where their dollars are going. Digital marketing can be really confusing. And then there's brand awareness, which, you know, sales teams, they want to lead. They want to know the cost per lead, and they want to know how many leads they got, and they want to know why they all aren't good. And again, rightly so, that's their job and that's their function. But the marketing team should be able to help drive traffic to provide better leads, to provide better quality leads in a more efficient way, especially with budgets often constrained. So I love the ability to come in and kind of help fill that gap or bridge those two departments and help support the sales team as they need to be supported.
Well, you're giving us great information. I also have so many questions on that. Is part of the problem that, like you didn't start in franchising, you found your way to it. So do you find with your clients that a lot of the marketers understand consumer marketing, don't understand fran dev, so they shy away from it?
Yes, absolutely. Usually, generally, they're hired for consumer marketing. If they grew with the brand, they grew on a consumer marketing path. So the franchise development marketing is completely different audiences, completely different budgets. You're not selling gym memberships. You're selling a business. And there's different tactics that have to be employed. And I think that understanding all of the different intricacies of franchise development marketing, I mean, between portals and brokers and digital advertising and PR and website and organic and content, and all of the things that drive a potential candidate to your nurture program, is they all work together. And I think like putting all of your eggs in the portal basket or putting all of your eggs in the digital marketing basket is a mistake. So I think not having that strategy or that expertise to kind of understand the balance of the budget and where things should go and how they all actually work together, rising tide lifts all ships, you know, it's important. And I just don't think that the consumer teams have the focus to also focus on that. The bandwidth is generally not there. Marketing teams are generally very small and the resources are spread thin. So having someone who's solely focused on the fran dev piece and can tie all the pieces together, I think is just a critical element that a lot of brands are missing.
So above and beyond what the marketing department has to do, upper management really has to understand how to allocate its resources. Yes, budgets might be thin, but consumer marketing won't make any difference if I don't have somebody to sell things to consumers. So I would think that your job must be first educating upper management as to the why, and then helping people figure out the tactics. Am I correct in that?
Yes, I think that's very true. And I'm working with a brand now, and we're going through budgets, just like everybody is going through budgets at this time. But, we're going through budgets, and it's like the sales team and the CEO is so relieved to have someone there who can talk to the different tactics. Because I think it's just like, they hear that they're supposed to do this or they're supposed to do this, but they have a limited budget. So they don't know, are their dollars in the right place? Is this working? Is this bringing me quality leads? What is the conversion rate on these? And so when you back into the numbers and you kind of lay it all out for them, it so better informs the budget decisions when you know how it's working for you. But if you're just kind of blindly going into something because that's what you think you're supposed to do and you don't know otherwise, then it's frustrating and it's challenging because you don't know, like, am I spending too much? Is that working for me? I'm not sure. But when you actually lay out the numbers and the data that can inform those decisions, it's a game changer.
You said it. I agree with that, especially I've seen with some of my clients, they ask my advice on this, which is the silliest thing in the world, because I did FranDev for a half a second about 35 years ago, and I don't like it. So I'm not the one to talk to, but they will go back to assuming what they liked, or maybe they knew either earlier in their brand or earlier in their career. They're just going to assume that's the strongest lead generator, not looking at how our audiences are evolving, and therefore the methods to reach them have to change. But you used a phrase a few seconds ago that I had never heard before, nurture experience. What is that?
Yeah, so you bring a lead to your funnel. You bring people who are looking to purchase a franchise or become a franchisee. They either know what they want or they don't. So there's various stages of their interest level or their commitment level at that point. So you've got the top of the funnel, and you bring people into the top, and then you kind of nurture them through the funnel. The thing is they're looking at other brands at the same time. So you're likely not the only brand that they're talking to. If you bring them in the funnel and you get on an initial phone call with them, but you don't do your due diligence in nurturing them through there by continuing to stay top of mind, continuing to teach them more about the brand, teach them about franchising, teach them about the story behind the brand, talk, about other franchisees. If you're not, we call it nurturing them through the funnel by keeping them engaged, then you're likely to lose them to another brand who is. So it's really important that once you get that lead, even if they don't take that first phone call, that they go into an email nurturing program. They are getting emails. They are staying top of mind. You know what? Maybe the next couple of weeks is a busy time for them, but when they get an email in a month, they're like, okay, now is the time for me to focus on this. You stayed top of mind and you've kind of been feeding them little bits of information about your brand. They're getting more and more engaged with your brand and with you. And then they're ready to kind of make a more serious commitment to the conversation. But like I said, they're talking to multiple people and they're getting probably hit bombarded with ads once they start that franchise research. So you have to stay top of mind or you're going to lose out.
So your marketing is not just that outbound marketing. You have to really work with a department to sit down and figure out. First of all, I saw a statistic recently that the sales process, the timeline is getting longer. So you have to keep people engaged that whole time. And when you're right to say they're looking at other brands, but it doesn't always mean they're looking at your competitors. So I've heard other brands that tend to have their story simply be why we're better than our competitors, who your prospect may never have heard of before. They just might be looking in your general vertical and in your investment range, correct?
Correct. Your competitors are other franchises. It doesn't necessarily matter the industry. And, you know, in some cases, depending on how much research they've done, but you could have somebody be looking at a cat hotel and also a in-home senior care service, you know, so
or a combo.
Or a combo, right? That could be an interesting concept. It depends on what their interest level, you know, what their interests are and what has caught their attention and, you know, who they believe and trust in the most and whose numbers make the most sense. So absolutely, I think it's very important to, you know, to understand that your competitor might not necessarily pit gym against gym. It's more franchise against other franchise. And, you know, I've said this before, we've got thousands upon thousands of franchise opportunities and we're all going after the same very small pond. Like we're just fishing in the same pond for the same candidate. And it's tough. It's not a set it and forget it or try one tactic and hope to catch the big fish. It's a lot.
And that pond, let's mix our metaphors. What we're fishing for is a unicorn. And there aren't a lot of unicorns. So if we're all in this same little area, all trying to get those unicorns, it gets very competitive. And from what you're telling me, it sounds, I can understand now why you really need somebody who's sort of dedicated to the Fran Dev side of it, because yes, you're trying to look at your rate of return by media source, but at the same time, you should be looking then at your closing rate for every stage of your process, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm shocked at the brands that don't
okay.
Do that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just shocked at the brands that don't track the entire funnel process. Like, are they falling off? Are they falling off at the application process? Are they falling off on the second phone call when you're talking about real estate? Where are they falling off so that you can understand, you know, what might be preventing people from moving forward? If there's a common theme here, then you can fix your sales process. But yes, absolutely, track all the way through.
Yeah, and your messaging would have to change.
Yeah.
So with all of this, how do people? Because I've known you for a while and you seem very dedicated to teaching people how to do this. As a fractional CMO, you're not actually doing all this work. You're really teaching and bringing resources together, correct?
Correct. Providing strategy, yeah, oversight of vendor management, people, building team infrastructure. Yes, guiding them and teaching them to build a better marketing program that supports sales.
So when you and I were at the Franchise Business Review Operations Summit about a month ago, you were talking about bringing this education to a grander scale with an event. Can you tell our audience about that?
Yes, thank you. So when I come into these brands, sometimes I come into brands that have zero franchise locations. They've got a very successful corporate store, or they've got one to two locations. So I often work with micro emerging brands, and I come in and you know, they have the FDD, but they don't have much else in place, and they don't understand all of the moving pieces and parts to successfully build a solid franchise development program, and including marketing and sales, legal, real estate. I mean, coming in and not, you know, taking one bite of the cookie at a time is like, they just don't see the bigger picture. And so I was talking with Michael Hyam about this. He runs the US franchise shows through National Event Management, and he sees a lot of the same thing because he works with the franchise development folks, a lot of emerging brands who come to exhibit at the shows. And we decided to partner together and put together an event called Let's Grow. And it is a franchise development and sales conference dedicated to educating in a classroom style learning environment, the different parts of building a franchise brand, and solely focused on sales and education, and learning from expert marketers, learning from legal teams, learning from real estate folks, learning from salespeople who understand the sales process and know the funnel. So we're super excited to host it in February 4th through the 6th in Dallas. And I think that it's something that doesn't really exist in franchising. We have some great conferences for learning and for meeting other people and for networking and for hearing everybody's stories. But we just don't have a lot of like centralized education pieces where you can actually just sit down and learn with a notebook and write, you know, learning all of the tactics that everybody's doing. And then concurrently, we're hosting. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I just had visions of a good part of our audience going, classroom, ah!
I know. I use it that way to describe it just because it's not another event with a bunch of panels, which, again, great style for learning and learning from other folks who have been in your shoes. But this is more actual, like we learn about these awards of, you know, Paul Pickett winning best website in franchise development at Franchise Update, but we don't hear how he got there. We don't hear what makes it a good website. You know, what are the components of that website that make it a strong franchise development website over all of the other competitors? And so I think that that's something really important to learn, especially as salespeople, understanding the different components. Even if you outsource, even if you're a CEO founder and you outsource these things to other people, if you don't own the information and own why or how things are important, you're really setting yourself up for chaos or a mess somewhere down the line when one of those vendor partners leaves and you have to bring it in-house. And when you don't own that information, I think that's a big miss.
What you're describing to me, what I'm hearing, is if franchisors would approach educating themselves and their staff the same way they approach educating their franchisees, we could have stronger systems all the way around. I mean, we break down the business into all its components for the franchisees, but nobody seems to be doing that until now with Let's Grow. No one's doing that for franchisors. So who is your audience for this? Is it the CEO who's going to have the power of the purse? Or is it the marketing people? Is it the sales staff? Is it everybody?
It's anybody who touches franchise development. We have people coming with teams of five, teams of seven, which is great because then they can divide and conquer. But it is everybody who touches franchise development, from the CEO to the marketer to the sales team, because like I said, if they don't own it, they don't own the entire process and know how they all work together, then there's an opportunity to fail. And we have so many, we have thousands of brands who don't make it to the next year. And I think a lot of it is just because they get overwhelmed. They don't know what they're doing. They have bad consults. They have, you know, they have vendor partners who aren't necessarily the right vendor partners for them at that time. And so understanding the entire process from soup to nuts is the way to go. We also have, concurrently running a mastermind for the seasoned experts. So, you know, the guys who have been around, the guys and gals who have been around for 20 years doing franchise development and sales, they're probably not going to want to sit in a how to read your FDD class. So we have a mastermind for those folks to lean in on their challenges and their issues and talk about it amongst their peers. I recently run these for the franchise CMOs. And it's so cool to watch them talk together, because you're often on an island just trying to figure it all out within your brand. And you don't really have anybody to turn to. But when you have each other who are in your shoes, so we have that going on at the same time, concurrent to the educational sessions.
And are your sessions the full 2 days, the second, the third, and the fourth, or is it part days? How much time are people committing to this?
So it is back to back with the Dallas franchise show through national events. So we have a lot of folks coming straight over from there. So Sunday night is just a gathering of networking of everybody to get together who feels up for it. And then it starts bright and early on Monday morning. We have a keynote speaker. We have Michael Browning talking about his explosive growth from one urban air to unleashed brands. And then we break out into these sessions. We end around 5 o'clock that night. We have a party at Big Shots, which is a Topgolf like venue. And then the next morning we start again at 8 a.m. and wrap up at 4:30. So it's two very packed full days of lots of education and information and fun and networking.
Sounds really fun. And is there a chance, is there overlap maybe at your social event where those veterans who were there for the mastermind can mingle with the emerging people and maybe just share their encouragement, remind them they didn't start as superstars?
Yes.
All the things they went through?
Yes. All of the breakfasts and lunch and the parties are all commingled together. But one thing we're doing on the second day, which I'm really excited about, is an Ask Me Anything panel. So I have 7 seasoned professionals, and I'm sure if you look at the website, everybody knows who all 7 of those guys are, and ranging from emerging with explosive growth to, 300 to 400 locations, have been in the business for 20, 30 years. So it's an Ask Me Anything panel. There is no structure to it other than everybody in the audience can just ask whatever they want to that group. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, I love that. That sounds exciting. You mentioned your website. What is the website?
The website is letsgrow.franchiseassembly.com.
All righty. And I know we talked about, especially for new brands, sometimes it's harder because of budgets. So what is someone's investment in their success for this?
The cost of the event?
Yeah, I was trying to say it nicer than that. I'm trying to be a marketing person, Leanne.
Yes, their investment is. It's $9.25 per person, but the more people you bring, the less it is. So if you bring 3+ people, it's $700 a person.
Oh, that is great. What else? You talked about having some really good professionals who were going to guide these classes. Can you tip us off to a few who might be there?
Sure. We've got our mutual friend, Marsha Mead from Marsha Mead Consulting. She will be leading a show. She's going to dance. She's leading a session on things that you might be missing in the sales process. So, I'm sure that some of these newer brands are, kind of go through the basic process, but she's going to give some tips and tricks of some opportunities for nurturing that candidate in a stronger way. We have Leslie Curran and Marissa from Plave Cook talking about how do you paper up the franchise sale. So that's a legal talk. We've got some marketers. Of course, we've got Graham Chapman. He's talking
919.
Yes. He is talking. He just changed the title on me, so I forgot what he's talking about, but it's going to be good. We have a panel. Our friend Michelle Rowan also is going to be speaking. She also has a panel, but she's flipping it. She's bringing franchisees. And she's going to talk to the franchisees about what it was like to be in the prospect funnel. So that we're
looking, oh, how exciting is that?
Yeah. So we're looking at it from another side. We've got a real estate AI class. We've actually got 3 AI classes, all on different things. The power of automation, we've got Amy Chang. We've got Kirk Allen from Reshift, Monty Miller from Orchitect. Tenant Financial is our premier sponsor. So they're teaching about funding 101, various options there. So we've got a great group. Rebecca Monet from Zorro.
That is impressive group. I feel like you're talking university level education here.
Yeah.
And you're right. There is nothing like this. And I'm very confident that there are people who are listening to this podcast going, well, of course there are things like that. I've been to lots of other ones, IFA events, non-IFA events. But as you're saying, it's not hands-on classroom style learning. It is listening to panels. And let's face it, since almost everybody's been on a panel, we puff. Right? No one's going to get on a panel generally and say what they did wrong. They're there to tell the upside of the story. So learning what you have to do to earn that position where you get to teach others, I think that's a very exciting development for the franchise system. So I, for one, just want to say thank you for putting that together. I think this is a great addition for franchising.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
So give us so we're talking again, it's in Dallas and it's the weekend of, what's the name of the show that's going on then?
There's the Dallas Franchise Show is February 3rd and 4th. And then ours starts the evening of the 4th and goes through the 6th. So February 4th through the 6th in Dallas. It's on a golf course, if that means something to our golfer friends. But yeah, it's going to be highly golf themed because the party is at we've got the second floor of an entire like top golf type place.
Why do I have the feeling that a couple of these people might actually play golf? Just, you know, crazy notion of mine. And then they can register on your website, and that is letsgo.franchiseassembly.com, correct?
Letsgrow.franchiseassembly.com.
Let's grow. Sorry.
All of the speakers are listed on there. The schedule is on there. So you can see all of the speaker titles, who's speaking, the different panelists. So all of the information. We have a room block, which is a really good rate for only $159 a night at the Marriott. So you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to drive. It's going to be great.
That's a heck of a room rate.
I know.
Is there anything else we should know about the event or trends that they should be keeping their eye on for 2024? And yes, I'm sure AI is going to be part of it, but just curious.
Yeah. So I think there's going to be a lot of conversation about responsible franchising, growing responsibly instead of explosive growth, setting yourself up for success, creating process. I think it's just a lot of the foundational stuff that a lot of times we just skip over, or we find that we need when we have 30, 40 locations, and it's really hard to go backwards at that point. So I think just setting brands up for success, learning about the latest marketing trends that are happening in franchise development. So I think it's going to be a lot of great information. And then of course the networking and the peer-to-peer, the peer-to-peer conversations are invaluable.
Great. So I know that a lot of the people who listen to this podcast are the CEOs, the founders, the presidents of brands. Hey, folks, if you're listening to this, if you're an emerging brand, I'm going to personally suggest you go with your team.
Yes.
Maybe if you're a slightly larger brand, take the money in the budget now, put it in the budget now, and send your team. Yes, is it falling before IFA, and maybe that's too much? I don't think education is ever too much, especially when it's going to be a smaller group, very focused and hands-on. And I just want to personally say thank you to Leanne for providing this. We just don't have it in the industry. So thank you for that.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited about it.
All righty. Well, so everybody, I know this was a little bit of a departure, but every now and then, my sister gave me this analogy years ago. If your life is that you're floating down a river, you have to look at the banks every now and then and stop and pull off, because there's something very interesting that might take you in a new direction. This is one of those stops along the river. You need to stop, go learn, because what's coming at you down the river, you don't know yet. And you're going to have better preparation. So I do highly encourage all of you to go to Let's Grow and Let's Learn. I want to thank you, Leanne, for your time today and for sharing this with us.
Yes. Thank you for stopping at the bank. I love that analogy. That was great.
Oh,
thank you.
I'll tell my sister. And to all the rest of you, if there's something exciting that and a story about your brand that you want to share, or if, like Leanne, you're in the supplier side of things and you know of a brand who really needs to have their story told and shared so we can all get better at this, then please let me know. You can send an email to info@franwise.net. So thank you until our next episode of What's Your Effing Business?
What's Your Effing Business is created by O'Connell & Company, Inc. and Franwise. It is written and directed by Marianne O'Connell. Technical mastering by Ryan Cleary. Our theme music was written and performed by Sean J. O'Connell and Leviathan Brothers and is available on Spotify. All rights to this podcast and music are reserved.